So hello everybody, my name is Jay, also known as J4, and welcome to the Purple Hour. I see we already have a bunch of questions, so let's get right into it. So Nuki asks, how the dog creature doing? I assume this is referring to me. As I mentioned in the ping for the office hours, I'm quite tired because of the past 2 weeks where I was out of home to visit your friends in Berlin for a few weeks. Jack asks, how the CI/CD going? The CI/CD is going fairly well. I'm currently working on a small pipeline to generate attributions for Resonite. Basically, when we use certain libraries with certain licenses, we need to attribute those, like name of the libraries, maybe author, and then license. I'm currently working on that. Going pretty well so far. Nuki asks, what specifically do you work on for Resonite again? To remind everybody, I work primarily on everything related to CI/CD, meaning I automate builds for Resonite on a bunch of other stuff. For instance, every time somebody pushes a commit, the end goal is to have Resonite build itself automatically on also test itself on etc. Also publish itself when we ask it to avoid manual intervention and reduce errors, for instance. I also happen to work on a bit on the headless, so yeah, there's that as well. Oh, and I see that Nuki has another question. This one is going a bit off topic. Describe your fursona. Only have one word for this. Creature. Baplar asks, how did your time at your friends go? Well, it went really, really well. Met a ton of people, attended a ton of stuff. So met a bunch of community members, for instance, Jack that is here. We took some pictures, it was nice. We went to restaurants. Yeah, pretty great time overall. I'm probably going to be there again next year. At least that's in my plans. I see Zenyuru, what's the current status of official headless arm support? Yeah, it's one I'm actively working on. The Steamworks library is still being a bit difficult to work with, but that's basically what I'm trying to solve. There's also other issues that takes precedence over this one for now, for instance, the attribution thing, which is quite important. But it's still pretty much an ongoing thing. Steamworks.net being a bit, resistant. That's all right. What do you mean number two? Who's the number one? Climber, I'm also planning to be at next year. Oh, nice. So in my plans, I want to try and set up some kind of proper portal for Resonite at the next EF. I just need to find a cool thing we could show off, for instance, in the portal. For instance, if I recall correctly, Weaver's Lab made a nice thing that's 3D scanned people in real time and put them in a world. It would be cool to have something like that. Oh yeah, true, Dante is purple. Oh, and Ryuvi as well is purple, I guess. Oh, oops. So I guess I'm the third one then. Lots of messages coming through. How much should I send to your bank account to have muzzled supports? Zero, just create a GitHub issue about this. Since your friends are good, pretty good. Stargate. I watched Stargate a while ago, but it was, well, when I say a while, a few years ago, and I can barely remember anything from it. Mallory says purple is a nice color. I agree. I'm totally not biased towards it. Snap it. That's where I have to ramble about some random subject, right? Okay, what subject do we have today? Do I even have a list? Well, for the random subject, I actually got a new radio today. Just a small thing that has DMR, which is a digital mode of communication. That's probably really boring and really technical, but I'm having fun with it so far, and it's a pretty nice toy. I see another one, Typunks. I have no idea what this one is. Can somebody please explain? Meanwhile, let's see Grant's opinions on IPv6. Well, I hope IPv4 is deprecated at some point. I really don't like IPv4, given how much it costs to run a network that has those. Yeah, so that's my opinion on IPv6. Great stuff, but sadly, deployment is too slow in my taste. Typunks is something you love. I have no idea what to talk about tonight. I'm a bit tired. Well, I could talk a bit more about Euroference then. What I mentioned, met plenty of people and etc. What else? For the small story in the last floor of the CCH, which is the building in which the convention was held, the Hamburg Congress Center, I think. There was a small ball pit. And let's say that every time I was there, there was more balls outside of the pit than inside. That place was an active war zone. Do I even have pictures of it? I think I do have pictures of this. Let me see. Yes, I do. Will that work? No. Hold on a sec. Seems my phone took in weird format. So let me convert that real quick. Right there. It's taking its time. Yeah, if you know the iPhone text, pictures in a weird format called Heic, H-E-I-C. And for some reason, Discord doesn't support that. So I'm trying to convert my image, but it's not cooperating. I'm just going to take a screenshot of the image. It will be faster. And of course, Discord is not cooperating as well. It's great. It's this one. Okay, there we go. The picture is coming through. There we go. So basically, that was what was happening. I spent quite a long time there. It was pretty fun. Let's see. Next question. I can see Nuki. Advice for trying to make seamless transition between worlds. That's a really great question. However, I have no idea. I've never tried that, but I guess try to see how it was done. Like at the first launch of the game, I guess. When you launch Resonate for the first time and brings you directly to the tutorial, or when it launches you into the Cloud Home when you finish the tutorial, try to take a look around that area. I guess there is something there that could interest you. Mallory, wait, don't you actually have your own ASN with an IPv6 subnet? I remember reading a blog post about that from you. Actually, I own three different IPv6 subnets and also for everybody on Earth on the universe. It's really useful, trust me. And if you're curious, it's AS211696. But yeah, it's just a small network I run because it's lots of fun and great learning experience. If you have some, if you're interested in doing that, there is Free Transit that has sponsorships to create your own ASIN. Otherwise, yeah, there is learning networks. I think DN42 that has some sandboxed environment in which you can learn all this stuff. Oh yeah. Let's see. Check pretty long message. I also managed to get at least a bit more progress on revisiting my ResNet plugin project, figured out how unit tests work in C#. So yes, I did actually work on documenting the parts I reworked to. Great, document everything. One thing I definitely want to figure out is automatic testing with GitHub Actions / potentially even automatically releasing NuGet packages for my API framework once it's done. Any suggestions for that? .NET, you're in luck because .NET builds are extremely trivial with GitHub Actions, given it's basically rebranded Azure Pipelines, and Azure Pipelines were made for that. There are a bunch of actions that can set you on top of my head that just makes that easy. For instance, it should be action/setup-.net that should set up yourself, your environment with the version you want. And from that, you can just, for instance, .NET build, .NET push the NuGet packages on, etc. Actually, let me link you to the YDMS repo of actions, because I have some examples of stuff like that already. For instance, those are templates, so feel free to just copy some stuff, replace, and etc. But there you go. For instance, this one will build and push something to a NuGet package. So yeah, feel free to use that. There are also other templates in the repo. If you want to take inspiration, just copy them or even reuse them, whatever. It's open source. Let's see, Grant. So I managed to get the Protoflux binding generator to work, but the build process is pain. Build gen binding, build again. So it requires copying protoflux.core.dll next to the DLL you want bindings for. Open a GitHub issue about that. There might be some improvement in usability we can make with that tool. Let's see. Trom. What was the update that actually let graphics and calculation run separate post-splittening? Yes, it's the splittening update that did that. Multi-process architecture, if you want to get really fancy about it. Or maybe you mean, yeah, the decoupling of everything, then it's post-splittening. Just right after. Grant, would you consider making an official plugin manager in ResNet itself for merging when plugins are loaded for newly created sessions? No idea. If I recall correctly, on the roadmap there is something about compatibility hashes on plugins. I can't remember well, but if I recall correctly, that would allow something like you're saying, but I'd recommend just checking that issue. I don't have it. Let me try to search for it. ResNet issues. But yeah, like official plugin manager could be cool as well. Let's see. Can't seem to find the issue. But in case, just in case you can also open once again a GitHub issue about this, and we can take a look at it once it's time. Though that might take a bit of time. See, Zenuru asks, with the modding policy being released and mentioning reference assemblies, do you have any comments regarding publishing official reference assemblies? That could probably be a good idea. But again, GitHub issue. If people want to do it themselves, that's fine as well. Well, it's in the policy now. But yeah, something official could be nice as well. The issue is that we would need to maintain it properly, but I guess we can, well, I can always CI/CD the thing. So plugin manager, we can have one of those already that Godly aims to update eventually Resolute. Yeah, that's an unofficial piece of software though. Even though it's made by Godly, it's still, well, third party software. Something a bit more integrated could be nice as well. When are we gonna turn the ResNet dashboard into a React Native app? Heard that's pretty much the industry standard now, as Jack. Well, you're feel very free to bring the question to Godly, since he's been touching the ResNet user pages and etc. Oh, you mean the in-game dashboard? Oh, my bad. Well, for the dashboard in on platform, I don't know to say that nicely, but no. I'm pretty sure everybody in this Discord would agree that replacing UIX on facets on everything by React Native is no. So I see Nuki asking Godly office hours when? Well, ask him. He can have any office hours anytime. Jack says Microsoft did it for the Windows Start menu, so surely that's a good idea. Yeah, Microsoft also introduces, manages to introduce vulnerabilities in their IPv6 stack every now and then, so I guess we need to do the same as well, given, well, it's Microsoft, it's the best choice after all. Mallory, what's your favorite Linux distro? Fedora, I'm a contributor there, it's easy to use. My grandma uses it, there you go. On a more serious note, when might we get an HTML render in ResNet? Once there is a GitHub issue on that, we get to it. Not sure if anybody asked for that. I think somebody already asked for browser integration, like having a browser in world. So I guess that would be bundled with that. But otherwise, for a timeline, it's as usual when it happens. At some point. Jack says we need an AI assistant that bothers you on every in-game dialogue. Yeah, sure. I don't think we're gonna introduce something like that at any point. However, if you want to mod that in, be my guest. Yeah, it's probably on the tech tree, but the tech tree is prime stuff, so I'm not touching it. Then crypto and NFT, nah, Mallory, no. I think we've all had bad experiences with that one before. Let's not this time. Actually, there is an FAQ page on that on the wiki. Give me 1 second. Where is it? There you go. Here is your official answer. Actually, I need to double check the issues I have assigned to myself because it's been 2 weeks since I've virtually done anything. Because, well, vacations. I'm not supposed to do anything during vacations. Let's see. Oh, yeah, macOS compatibility is a good one that I want to work on. What else? Oh, yeah, and I need to look into that Linux Rich Presence not working. Because I seen Bapler made the mod to fix this. Yeah, that one should... You know what? I'm going to say the cursed sentence and say that one should be a quick one. Watch the devlog channel for me losing my mind in real time. Let's see, Jack, my company enabled Microsoft's Copilot while I was on vacation. I spent like an hour today going through all the Microsoft apps I'm forced to use at work and disabling it everywhere I could find an option to do so. They didn't just enable it, they recommended using it. Oh, Bapler, I just said, yeah, you created a mod to fix the Discord RPC, so I need to take a look at that and fix that for good, officially. Thank you for making the mod, by the way, on... helping around, that's much appreciated. Envy asks, I have the big dumb one chunk system on Connected World on Galaxy like that one devlog that introduced me to the game. At some point, that's probably something far into the future. I think I get which feature request you're referencing. Let's see. Yeah, the domain system. There you go. But yeah, that's still a bit further out. We're still in the post-splitting era, fixing some minor bugs and etc. Resting a bit as well, because the splitting has been a lot of work, especially for Frooks. So yeah. I see Grant, why are strings on URIs nullable T such as pain for custom protoflux node that needs to handle all types, trying to make my own collections, but trying to handle both objects and values for list, then as strings on URIs being a pain because they are value in FE, but objects in flux and screams. Welcome to programming. Prime seemed to imply that he already has a solution branch somewhere. Probably. I need to look at that closer. Yeah, otherwise I already get how this should work. I worked a bit with like the platform interfaces to fix the screenshots on Linux. So I know where to look and what to change. What's the next era after splitting? That's a great question because I don't even know. You'll see when it happens, it's probably gonna be something good as well. Suggestions for Nuki asks suggestions for running multiple ResNet headlesses from a single server. Is there a good way to have them share some code on the drive or maybe in the RAM, or is totally separate better? Good setup you've used for front end, for back end. Usually I run all my stuff with Docker. So I just create a new a Docker service and just launch it, spin a new headless like that. The advantage is that you can just feed the same config over and over and we'll just, well, reuse it. At least that's somewhat of an easy option. With some configuration on Docker, you can also set a number of replicas for a container, so automatically spin X number of headlesses, for instance, but that's a bit more advanced. Mallory said, oh, did any dev looked into maybe implement open lip sync QB made? Even if only for Linux, consider it's not polished yet, the only thing left for feature completion, Linux, Windows with the clipboard mod too, but I see Cyro was already looking into it. Yes, Cyro is looking into the clipboard fix. Thank you, by the way, to every contributor to the library use for that. That helped a lot. So yeah, that's, I think the PR is pending review for that. And for the open lip sync, I don't think anybody looked at that yet. We might take a good look at it once we get to that. We might as well evaluate other options in the process, but over open lip sync, like the mod seems really, really promising. So yeah, we'll definitely take a look at that. I see Trump saying, honestly, don't clippy the gloopy. Yeah, the gloopy is fine on its own. Mallory asks, when new IK? At some point, between now and the years 2035. Here's, there you go, I gave you a timeline. Yeah, Jack, yeah, the new IK is probably one of the most upvoted issues. Actually, let's take a look at the most upvoted issues on the issue tracker. Let's see. Reaction, most, sums up. Actually, the most upvoted issue right now is cloud spawning with Protoflux node with 167 sums up. Right after, we have generic collection support for Protoflux, which has which is at 117 upvotes. Then rework engine to a process-based architecture, which we shipped that. It's at 88 upvotes. And the new IK system is in fourth place with 84 upvotes. Yuki says, I know it was the next thing planned before they dropped everything for optimization. Are you sure about that? The survey was done to determine that that exact, what do we work on, well, performance one. On the SNV, you're right, sometime before the heat death of the universe, if things go well. Yes. Unless the heat death of the universe is way sooner than we think it is. Or in that case, we'll have bigger things to worry about than IK. Checking some other GitHub issues on PRs. It's a bit sad because while I'm at my day job, I spent literally my life on GitHub looking at PRs and the repos on CI pipelines. And when I'm here, I still continue doing that. It's a bit sad in itself. Cloud spanning, I think, should be a really small issue compared to the others, so that one I'm sort of expecting pretty soon-ish after post-splittening cleanup is done, personally. Well, we'll see when that gets implemented. Personally, I have no idea. I haven't had any Flux node yet. I should try doing that, even if it's just a silly node, just to test. Plenty of Flux node requests on the issue tracker if you get bored. I have plenty of work like that, but thank you for the suggestion. Qualia asks, how's Resonate's internal test coverage? Curious if there are any automated suits of regression tests on stuff around protoflux behavior. It's terrible right now because I haven't set up anything yet. This is pretty much an ongoing and pending issue. That I try to work on when I have time. But the goal would be that as much as the engine possible is, of course, tested on etc., and that the CI CD is as annoying as possible when trying to push a new build. At least that's how I see CI CD. It should be annoying because it's there to stop you from committing mistakes. That's what force merge is for, right? Well, I don't think you'll be able to do that, given usually on the repos I work on, everything like that is disabled. You can't force push, you can't force merge on, etc. So don't worry, I've taken care of this. And yeah, CI/CD has to be annoying because, well, it's the last thing that catches maybe like not big bugs but like stuff that could have been easily avoidable right before deploying on etc. If it's not annoying enough, then people will just like press the button and be like, yeah, whatever, just a bit of red in the console, who cares, what's the worst that can happen? That's my experience with Git for the most part. When it doesn't work, just add dash dash force, says Jack. No, at least use force with Lees. It's better than just pushing the dash force. But usually avoid doing push force or anything force with Git. It's usually nicer. The linter demands many sacrifices. Qualia, yes. By the way, if anybody here is using Git on the daily and can't remember how to do stuff, here is a good website called Oh Shit Git that has a bunch of like quick shortcuts on etc. That are good to know in general. Grant says, how cursed is the Resonate Git repo? Not very cursed, I'd say. It's what I would expect of like a .NET project. Of course, there are binary files littered a bit around everywhere that I would personally want to migrate to LFS. But then it's a .NET repo, so it's quite all right in general. I've seen really cursed repos before. For instance, when some data from Nintendo leaked, some subversion repos from them leaked as well. And turns out that to do issue tracking, they had a branch with a bunch of CSV and text file that had just lists of issues in there. Yeah, so I've seen my fair share of cursed stuff. So yeah, do we have any more questions? Well, bon appétit, Mallory, then. Grant says, what's your favorite food? Oh, that's a hard one. Lots of good stuff around. You know what? I'm just gonna find a small image so you can see exactly what I mean. Because I have no idea what the English name for that thing is. What's a good image? Yes, like that. Okay, this is called choucroute. This is an Alsatian dish, or it's basically sauerkraut, sausages, potatoes, everything. Everything that's good, basically, in one dish. And that's probably one of my favorites. Yeah, there you go. Baplar knows what I'm talking about. But there you go, choucroute. It's one of my favorites. Yeah, really. And I see Nuki, what front end do you suggest for Docker setups? Usually I do it all from the command line because I like pain. But otherwise, which was the one all my friends were using at some point? Because it seemed quite all right. Let me see if I can't find it again. Oh, if you're on Windows, there is the Docker desktop on Mac, but that one is bitter hassle to use sometimes. But let's see. Portainer, there you go. Yeah, I've seen a bunch of people using Portainer, this one. It seems quite nice from far away, but I've never really used it, so take with a grain of salt. Ink25 says things to avoid in Germany. Why so? This tastes great. Grant says, do you have a home lab? Yes, I do. I have a bunch of old servers here that just run as a test in front, and I have others in colocation. Only basically, I try running most of the stuff I use, for instance, my emails, cloud storage, password manager, and etc. Blog, websites, you name it. Should be hosted by myself, except some rare exceptions like Discord, Bluesky, on any external website I sometimes use. But let's say if the internet would go down, I still have access to all my stuff, technically. Or at least if those big websites go down. Jack says, Portainer got recommended to me by a friend that does this stuff for a living. I'd say it's a good call. Yeah, I've seen positive things about Portainer so far. Zenur says, Dockage is a good lightweight Portainer alternative. I haven't heard of that one. Let's look it up. Oh, is it by the same people as Update Kuma? Yeah, I think that's them. Yeah, they make good software usually, so I guess this is a good front end for it as well. Qualy asks, on the note of linters, any tools or resources you'd recommend for someone learning .NET with a bit of dev background already and wanting to pick up the best practices along the way, maybe stuff you find yourself using in your daily workflow or integrating into CI pipelines. Usually I leave the linting on etc. to JetBrains Rider. It's usually good enough at screaming at me when I write code. Otherwise, for checking that for .NET, let me see what I used in the past for that. Because there are a ton of linters that work really well. I think .NET might be shipping their own linter nowadays. Let me double check that. Yeah, there's stuff like Stalecop as well. Otherwise, .NET format, for instance. Do I see Stalecop is not updated that often anymore? But there you go, stuff like that, for instance. Hold on. There you go. Grant asks for custom Flux node in plugins. Do you know the right type for an impulse output of an action node? I do not know. That probably is more of a Fuchs or Prime question, if I had to guess. If you want some other funny thing, another way to describe my job is YAML engineer. So there you go. Oh yeah, and once you finish your custom node plugin, don't forget to share it around the Discord. I like seeing projects like that. They're usually pretty interesting. Eclipse is asking probably a stupid question, but does Resonate ever plan on rewriting the renderer? Not rewriting, basically swapping it out for something else. That's basically one of the next steps after the splittening. Basically, the splittening was made to simplify that process because, well, as the name suggests, the core engine, Flux engine, and the renderer run in two separate processes now. So I guess at some point soon we're gonna start looking at all our options to replace the current renderer and say goodbye to Unity forever. If you're interested in experimental stuff, I'm linking a channel, a thread called Rendering Discussion, and in there a bunch of community members already managed to make their own renderers. For instance, the Godot one seems pretty much underway. So yeah, lots of interesting stuff being made in there. Actually, I see they're trying to get the videos working right now. We still have around 15 minutes left. So keep the questions coming when you have some. At some point, I'll need to try writing a plugin because that seems interesting, but haven't come around to that yet. Yeah, and I see the chat is turning into plugin creation 101 right now. Sorry for the silence, I'm just looking at other stuff on my second screen. Quelia asks, I can't imagine it's a huge priority, but for a variety of reasons, do you know if YDMS has ever considered migrating away from GitHub? Not really, because, well, everything, all our plannings and etc. are on GitHub right now. So GitHub being the most popular GitForge does help in the way that it's more likely that people will have an account on it. Personally, I'm all for running a GitLab because I'm incredibly biased towards that piece of software and I love the CI/CD on it. But yeah, it's not a huge priority. If we migrate to something else, well, we're still gonna have to set it up, maintain, and pay for it, basically. So at this moment, I don't think that's gonna happen. And you're very much welcome, Inc. Come back anytime, next time this happens, if it happens. Yeah, next one should be on October 21st. Yeah, October 21st. If I have enough to talk about, of course. But as you, we still have around 10 minutes left if we want to finish on time. So keep the last questions coming. Jack says, I'll jump out now and watch more Stargate. Hope you have a good rest of your day. Yeah, you too. Enjoy your Stargate. Pretty ask, made any interesting ham radio contacts lately? Not really. It was a few months ago, I was playing with FT8. And thanks to that, I made a bunch of contacts all around the world because, well, it's really easy to get those even with my conditions that are pretty bad. Yeah, I live in a pretty dense area, so, well, by Finnish standards, so pretty ton of interference. Not great placement for the antenna and etc. But FT8 is still workable in that case. But right now I have in my hand a small DMR radio that I got today from someone at the club. So I'm currently trying to configure that and let's see if I can get more contacts using that. I've never used DMR before, so that's the first time for me. I see Grey Fox and said foxes. Yes, those are pretty cool. I like foxes. Aquaria, you have a radio license as well, right? Can't remember if I've seen you in Nara. Honestly, I should show up at Nara more often, but yeah, I usually forget. Do yeah, I've got my radio to resonate for 2 on the field day. Need to do a bit of ground testing and interference my partner desktop computer. So, oh yeah. Well, nice. More people should have radio licenses. It's a very fun hobby. Fun fact: some clubs will even pay the license for you if you pass it. If you get it at the first try. Aquarius says, yeah, you know, some folks in NARA, Resident Amateur Radio Club, have offered to help new licensees get starter hardware. Very helpful community, lots and lots of fun to be at. Yeah. Just speaking from my experience, for instance, when you just get started, the local club that I go to usually also leases you some hardware, or sometimes they even give you some hardware straight up. One of those old Nokia phones that you can modify to talk on 70 centimeters. Well, you get one for free because we have like tons of those. And the fun parts that you have to modify it yourself to be able to transmit with it. Ink25 says, still want to get a license myself, but I'm probably good bit too far behind the curvature of the planet for a direct contact with you. Not at all. I've had contacts with my grandpa, who is also a ham operator that lives near the south of France. So it's definitely possible that we can do a contact. Fish. You know what that means. I've managed to use FTA to talk from Seattle to over 60 different countries, including Antarctica, says Qualia. Oh, yeah. I love FTA because I can reach like Australia with like, 10 watts, like you said. It's really low power. Well, I like that because my only radio that properly supports FT8, my small Jago radio, only goes up to 10 watts by default. So, I also have a bigger radio that like can do 100-150 watts, but it's much older and can't be controlled as easily from the computer as my modern one. In any case, I see we have 2 minutes left on the timer. Yes, science. We should build a bunch of test chambers in Resonite and have an AI overseas, people running tests in those. That would be fun. I don't think it's ever been done before. CCD needs more neurotoxin-based incentives, obviously. Yes, exactly. The test will pass. This is a threat, by the way. The test will pass. Ink says that's for the other type of session. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Quelia says, thanks for running this. Gonna get back to work myself. Take care. Yeah, see you around. Thanks for showing up. And as the hour is rolling, this office hour will unfortunately end. Thank you everybody for coming here and asking questions. The next one should be on October 2021, same time, same place. Next time I'm gonna try getting the Resonite session running. Today was an exception because, well, I'm super tired and I'm off for my night of sleep now. Maybe a bit in Resonite right after this, but I'll see. In any case, see you all around.